Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 17th of Safar, 1446, and it is our topic where we are discussing the four imams. So today we'll be discussing the fourth imam, and that is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimullah. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa lana Zahid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, is an introduction to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah's life. Please give us a few points.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When one studies the noble Quran, we will find in chapter 15, Surah Hijr, verse 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra. Inna, verily we, the nahnu. So double emphasis, both in the plural collective. Allah Jalla wala uses it to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ. So you will see three places the royal pronoun is used as a symbol of respect and reverence. نَزَّلْنَا. نَزَّلْنَا means تَنْزِيل. We revealed this reminder. How? Gradually and piecemeal. The distinction, unique feature, characteristic of the Quran Sharif is that it was revealed over a period of 23 years. All the previous scriptures, the Zabur, the Torah, the Injil, all were revealed one shot on the respective prophet and messenger. The Torah, wa'atayna Dawood Zabura, to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, the Psalms, the Zabur. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلِ, and the Injil, the Gospel revealed to Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Torah. So we see all were revealed one shot, but the Quran Sharif over a period of time. And the word used, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ. So remember that the word zikr is used. So when the word zikr is used, so it has a broader connotation and interpretation. So therefore, fuqaha and ulama have written, it includes wahyain, both the wahi, the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, Sunnah Nabawiyah. And what do we find? That we find that, yet Almighty Allah, the fuqaha divided it, ulama divided it into two. The Quran Sharif is wahi matlu. So in Salat, we will read the surah, Surah Fatiha, Surah Tabbat Yada, Qulhu Allah, all that, Alam Tara, and so forth. And the ahadith mubarakah, sunnah mubarakah, that is wahi ghair matlu. You can't read innamal a'malu bin niyat and that in salat. So that is how Almighty Allah preserved it. Now when we go to Imam Shafi rahimahullah, I think that if I'm correct, in Kitabul he mentioned it. That I told you one day, just check up the references. You can just see if you found it there on your phone or wherever. جَمِيعُ مَا تَقُولُهُ الْأَئِمَّةِ, that whatever the Imam said, so remember, is what? شَرْحُ لِسُنَّةِ. It is a commentary of the Sunnah Mubarakah. And وَجَمِيعُ مَا تَقُولُهُ السُنَّةِ شَرْحُ لِلْقُرْآنِ. So it is the commentary of the Quran Sharif. So start like this. Quran Sharif, every Muslim has to believe in it. So that is the direct speech of Almighty Allah and the only book that has been preserved in its pristine purity. And millions of Muslims have by heart memorized it, male, female, adult children, from 5, 6, 7 years old, ran right till 80, 100 years old. And then the commentary of it is the Sunnah. And the commentary of the Sunnah is the Fuqaha. Therefore, Al-Imam Shafi Rahimullah's statement, this is mentioned in Tirmidhi and in Kitabul Janais, Al-Fuqaha'u a'alamu bima'ani al-hadith. That the Fuqaha, the jurors, they have the greater, deeper understanding of the meaning and the interpretation of the hadith. the fuqada, muhaddisin, they will discuss about the sanad, the chain of transmission. They will discuss the mutun, the text, and so forth and so on. But to understand the real, greater connotation of it, when I used to teach in Darul Uloom, Newcastle, I used to say, see what the fuqaha do. Because a lot of Capetonians, so they love fishing and so. So I give them that kind of example. I say, see, you love fishing, swimming. So when you go so fishing, then you cast your line. You know, you have the fishing rod, you cast. So some fuqaha, they cast, say, 1,000 meters, some 2,000, some 3,000. So Imam Abu Hanifa is to cast very far. Then Imam Malik, then Imam Shafi, then Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. You see? So that is called ijtihad. That is called istimbat. So therefore, they were all mujtahideen and they were independent jurors. But nothing they took out from their own pocket and their own worms, fancies, desires. They took out from Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, from the Sahaba, Tabi'een, and so forth and so on. And that is how Allah Ta'ala let this fiqh remain, and all four schools constitute the jurisprudence of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So it is Imam Shafi's statement that Jami'u ma taqulu wa la imma, and is mentioned in Kitabul Umm. So
this is also Imam Suyuti has mentioned.
So remember that if you want the references, it is mentioned in Itqan also, and it is mentioned in, so you must remember, if you look at the Shafi work, so you will see where else is it mentioned. You will see, I think it is mentioned in this thing, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah said, Jami'u ma taquluhu al-a'imma, so sharhul li-sunnah wa jami'u sunnah, that sharhul lil-Qur'an. So that is there, you must remember. And kama akhrajahu bihadha al-lafz al-Shafi'i fil-Umm. So there's it, you got Imam Shafi said this in Kitabul Umm, and Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah mentioned it there. He's a great Shafi scholar himself, Allama Suyuti. Jalaluddin Suyuti is from Usyut. Usyut is there in Cairo, next to Cairo, not far from there. So the alif falls away and you say Suyuti, but the name is Usyut actually. So like that it is.
Mufti Sahib, a question comes to mind just before we continue, is that if a person says that there was many other imams, so how come these four schools were accepted, and what makes these four outstanding?
So remember that is Hikmatullah al-Baligha, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala chooses, selects whoever He wants. Almighty Allah states, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. And Almighty Allah creates whatever He wants to, and Almighty Allah selects whatever He wants to, and whoever He wants to. I gave you this before, but it's good to mention it here. Yeah? In life, we have to follow somebody. So, chapter 40, surah 40, verse 7. So, there Almighty Allah speaks. The malaika, the angels, they're making dua. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. They, we're making dua, Ya Allah, for those people who follow Your path. Your path, Your path, O Allah. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And You save them from the punishment of the fire. So ittiba, you go to the history, philology, what you find there. So you will find that it means that, like you go to the cow, and the cow gives birth to the male, female, tabi'a. So that calf will follow the mother in all walks of life. So we have to follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala everywhere. Daytime, nighttime, private, khalwa, jalwa, privacy, public, everywhere. Then Surah 3 verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wala, fattabi'uni, then you must follow me, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just following is not sufficient. We have to follow immaculately, remember that. And that is what we should understand. And that is yuhibbukumullah, that you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. And thereafter, that wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla would forgive you your sins. So that is what is required and what is needed. And many of us now, we don't understand these type of issues. So we should know, we must follow Almighty Allah's commandments and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's commandments, prohibitions. So all that is compulsory upon us. And thereafter, that we must follow Sahaba, chapter 9, verse 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. And you must follow the Muhajirin and Ansar, the first and the foremost. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Ashra Mubashira, all come in there. And the Azwaj Mutahharat and all of them. And the Ansar, so you must remember. Then if you follow them, then Almighty Allah states is Jannah. And وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. So that is the supreme success and so forth and so on. So we should know that as well. Thereafter, now we will follow Almighty Allah. We will follow Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We will follow Sahaba. But Allah was, is, will always be. But in creation, they all passed away now. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. Sahaba passed away. The demise took place. Now who will follow? وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. So follow immaculately the path of those who turned to me. So this will refer to the fuqaha. This will refer to the awliyaullah. Chapter 31, verse number 15. You see? So 1:5. Today people are jahil, ajhal, adullu min himari ahlihi. As the words of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. They say which mazhab Nabi alayhi salam followed. So you don't even understand the basics of Quran. These are all Quranic verses I'm giving here, you know. So remember this. So we the Ummah, first Allah Ta'ala, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Sahaba, and then the Honorable Imams, and then the Awliyaullah as well. So now, if you have Mawlana Zahid, 4 daughters, 5 sons, and now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sons all passed away. You're left with 4 daughters, 5 daughters, for example. So who can now challenge that? That is the decree of Allah Ta'ala. So 100% they were greater fuqaha than Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. But Allah Jalla Wala, out of his hikmatullah al-baligha, chose them. Because maybe you'll understand, their fiqh was codified from starting to ending. So if you take the fuqaha, the others, it wasn't so codified. And you won't find the solutions of every problem of life in their fiqh. Some parts were there, some parts were missing. So, you know, so it's like that. So that is why Allah Ta'ala selected them. You have a married couple. They got 3, 4, 5 children. Some are very fair, some are medium, some are dark. So what you will say? You will say all this is part of Allah Jalla wa Ala, you understand, creation. Ay lita'arafu. So you must recognize them. So that is the wisdom, and remember that. And leave that. I give you another good answer. Especially nowadays with the Salafis and all of them. So we all agree, Quran, Sharif, Sunnah, we must follow all that. Sahaba, you must follow. Then what? So remember, on top you have Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Then you have a celebrated student who? Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah's student is who? Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali wrote a book, Al-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madhahib al-arba. The Salafis, they try and hide this. I got it here in my library somewhere. So a refutation of those people who follow anybody else beside the 4 schools. And who's saying this? Hafiz Ibn Qayyim's famous student, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. And a grand student. You know how you have grandfather, then grandson, granddaughter? So we'll call him the grand student of Ibn Taymiyyah, Shaykh al-Islam. So he said you must follow also the 4 schools. And in contemporary time, the one scholar of great note, I met them all day in Damascus, Sheikh Saeed Ramadan al-Buti, he passed away, rahimahullah. Sheikh Wabah, you understand, Zuhayli, so rahimahullah. These are giants of Syria and so forth. Then Sheikh Nuruddin Itr, Ain Ta, Alif Bata, Alif Bete, so Itr. So he asked me, you from South Africa, what you'll follow? So I told him, Ustad Sheikh, we follow the Hanafi school, and this is in Transvaal, in Natal, and that, you know, all South Africa. And in Cape and all that, they follow the Shafi school. He said, very good. He said, I'm giving you a word of advice. This is Sheikh Nuruddin Itr Rahimahullah. He said that, I'm telling you, just stick to your madhahib and don't float from here to there to there. You will lose the whole deen. And they wrote a book also, Sheikh Saeed Ramadan al-Buti, Al-Lama Thabiyya, you know. So people who become Lama Thab, then you just lose everything. So therefore we say it's wajib in this day and this age to follow one particular school.
Mufti Saab, last week during the discussion of Imam Shafi rahimullah, Mufti Saab gave us a glimpse of the da'wah that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah held for his teacher Imam Shafi rahimullah. When was this great Imam born and when did he pass away?
So you must remember that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, so he was born in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and he was born in the year 164. Wulida bi Baghdad, wa tuwfiya bi Baghdad. And which he was born in Baghdad, and he passed away also in Baghdad. And anabnu Abdul Muttalib. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib. But Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the son of who? Of Abdullah. Then comes Abdul Muttalib. So I am Abdul Qadir bin Ismail bin Usman bin Hussein. So it shows that in life you can make your nasab, your lineage go to your grandfather, great-grandfather, all that is permissible. So here also, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you ask the ulama, you ask the students today, 90% will tell you. But if you study his full name, so his full name is Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal. Remember that. So Muhammad was his father, but his father is not so famous like Hanbal, you see. So we should know Hanbal is a tribe and so forth and so on. So that is what we should remember. So 164 he was born, and you must remember that that is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. And that is why I told you Baghdad and so forth and so on. And then you see that his teachers and all that way he studied and so forth. So what he did and all, so all that you will find. All these notes I'm giving you, this is a masterpiece kitab, and is written there, Manaqibu al-Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, by Hafiz Abul Faraj Abdul Rahman bin Ali bin Muhammad bin Jawzi. So this is who we call Hafiz ibn Jawzi, you know, very great person, contemporary of Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah. So anyway, you must remember that I'm reading from there, from his works here, Manaqib of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, masterpiece it is. So you see that they got his whole life history, everything in detail and so forth, how his parents brought him up, where he went to go study, who were his teachers and mashayikh and so forth and so on. So I'll just give you a glimpse of that, that how he went to go study and who were his famous teachers and so forth and so on. So at least that much we should know, you know, that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. So one of his famous teachers was, you must remember, that Imam Shafi and them came later on in his life. So Yazid bin Harun and them. If you read the Ahadith kitab like Ibn Majah and others, you will find Yazid bin Harun's name features a lot there. So like that they went. So the main thing is they used to go and study and so forth. And obviously they were very sincere. That is the main thing. If you study solely, only for the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then, and they shouldn't just go and study, they should by heart, you know. Study 1,000 hadiths, 10,000 ahadiths, and try and by heart him in this type of things there. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, one manqabat, one virtue of his, they asked him, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, how you remember all these ahadiths? He said, every hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I practice on it at least once in my lifetime. Subhanallah. Me and you can't even practice on the Hanafi fiqh, but we say we're following on Hanafi school. We can't even follow the Shafi school properly, but we say we Shafi's. We can't even follow the Maliki school, but we say we Maliki's. He said every hadith of the Master alayhi salatu salam that I practice on it, and that is how I remember the hadith. You see that? And then Almighty Allah gave him the taqwa, piety, and so forth and so on. So mashallah, that he went, you must remember that, he went to different places to go and study and so forth. So he says to Labtul Hadith, a sanata tis'in wa sab'in and so forth. So in the year, you understand, I told you he was born, you understand, in 164. Isn't that I told you? Huh? So in 164 he was born. So he went, started studying in the year 179 that he started, you must remember. And he said, wa ataytu Majlis ibn al-Mubarak. So I studied by Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak and so many people like that. So you see that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal used to go wherever the magnet was, wherever the teachers were and so forth. And they wouldn't go sit by anybody. They were very particular who they would go and sit and so forth and study by them. So that's just a glimpse of who they used to go, Yazid bin Harun and so forth and so on. So many, many teachers, obviously, and he used to go. Yeah, they got there, he went to Basra, he went to Kufa, he went to all these places and all that. So he said, وَخَرَجْتُ إِلَىٰ Sufyan bin Uyayna. See, he went to Sufyan bin Uyayna. Sufyan bin Uyayna is the famous teacher of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. So like that, they will share teachers, and remember, sometimes they won't be sharing. So like that, there's a whole long list of them. You can see it in this book, Manaqib of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah. And as far as his students go, so remember Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, I'll just give you two. One is Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. So our chain will go like this. So if you see Imam Bukhari, he's the teacher of who? He's the teacher of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. He's the teacher of Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahullah. You see? And that will filter down. Then if you go upwards, Imam Bukhari's teacher is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is a student of Imam Shafi. Imam Shafi is a student, remember, of Imam Malik and Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani of the Hanafi school. So it goes like that. So the whole thing will be intertwined and interlinked and so forth. You see that? So that what makes it so great and so forth. So if you see Bukhari Sharif, some places you will find one, two places, not many, that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal taught me this hadith. Understood? So Imam Bukhari, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail says that. I want to show you one thing. What today, me and you, we say we students. We enroll in a Darul Uloom. And few small things happen and we just give up. Say, no, it's too difficult. Or we go change madrasa and all that. Because hamare niyat mein kuch khot hai. You know, there's no smoke without fire. If we really interested, Sufyan bin Thawri's Makula comes to mind. He said, talabatul ilma li ghayrillah. In the starting, when I went to study, then my intention was not really for the love and pleasure of Allah. But the more knowledge I imbibe and acquired, فَأَبَىٰ أَيَّكُونَ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, then that knowledge had so much nur, radiance, effulgence, then my intention became solely, only for the love and pleasure of Allah. You asked about other scholars. Sufyan bin Thawri, Imam Abu Hanifa, contemporaries. His madhab carried on for 8 centuries. Then the students passed away, he passed away, a lot of people passed, and then he just died, like you see. And so Imam Ozai, Imam Usham, so he same thing, for centuries, and then he passed away, student, and then it finished. So that is how you must understand it. Now I want to tell you that when he went through all the sacrifices, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you know, one of Imam Bukhari's greatest teachers, Ali ibn al-Madini. Ali ibn al-Madini used to say, "Afrasun nas fi hadhil ummah." The people who had the greatest firasat and that, you know, nur and intelligence which Allah endowed them and conferred upon them were two people. The Rajulan. One, Abu Bakrin, Yawm al-Ridda. Imagine that Master alayhi salam passes away. Sayyidina Abu Bakr becomes the Khalifa, the first Khalifa, successor. Now some people are becoming murtad. And what he said, Wallahi law mana'uni iqala, if they go and don't give me one rope also, then I will wage jihad against them. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu even said that shouldn't we be, but you understand, like Lord Linian. So he shout and rebuke Sayyidina Umar. Ayun qasuddin wa ana hay? How can it happen Abu Bakr is alive and the deen must decrease and so forth over my dead body, we say in English. He told Sayyidina Umar that you were a person that you what? That you were a person that you were firm in that, you understand, in Jahiliyyah. That you became now lenient in Islam. So it can't work, you see. So that is how you must be firm against the batil. And then second person was Ahmad bin Hanbal. There he said, Yawm al-Ridda. Yeah, he said, Wa Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Yawm al-Mihna. So what is Mihna? All that we'll speak about it, how they tortured him and so forth and so on. We'll come to that just now. So now when all this halat happened to him, and then in the latter portion of his life, he led a life of a recluse, like, you know, he saw these too many spies and this and all that. And then, you know, they seeing who's coming to him. A person, remember Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is where? In Baghdad and in Iraq. And this student, you must remember, comes from Andalus. Where's Spain and where's Iraq? Even today, it's so far. The student came, his name Baqi bin Makhlad. Baqi bin Makhlad. very great scholar, and so he traveled all the way from Andalus, Muslim Spain, to came here. I want to study by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He went, knocked his door. He said, I've come all the way to study hadith by you. Imagine. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say, but I'm not allowed really to teach students and so forth. Halat, political conditions are not conducive. Now, teacher is sincere, student is sincere. So what must we do? He say, okay, do like this. Every day you must dress up like a beggar and you must come here. And I will give you something, food, money, whatever. And every day when you come, I'll teach you 1-2 ahadith. Imagine that is how they preserve hadith. Today, me and you, the teacher, must just tell the student something. He'll say, hey, what the hell this teacher is talking so much? Let me go away. See, that, our pride, our arrogance, our ego has become a big, big, you understand, impediment, obstacle today in us imbibing the true knowledge. That's it, the truth. In 90% of the cases, you will see, I know students that were studying in Darul Uloom. You understand? You just told them 1 thing, 2 things. They went to the principal Mona, they changed class, this. Till today, they never became Hafiz. Till today, they never finished. They just jump around, waste time, kill time. So this, we say, Hadahumullah, Allah give everybody guidance. But this we must understand. If the teacher is telling you for your own good, remember we must have that heart to accept it. Then you will go far in life. Otherwise, you just kill time and waste time, remember.
Mufti Sahib, with regards to the taqwa of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimullah, can Mufti Sahib please mention a few traits so that we can also learn?
So remember that this book here has got so many things. You must remember that here they got here about his ta'addub in the mashayikhihi. Ihtiraman lil ilm. So how much respect you must remember he had that what his teachers and so. So let's do that one quickly. So insha'Allahul Aziz. So remember, and then we'll come to the taqwa and so forth. I just give you 1-2 stories of that also. So number one is that his love and respect for knowledge and so forth, remember. So that is of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. So yeah, I'm reading to you from this kitab that how he had respect for knowledge and his teachers and so forth and so on. So yeah, they got here a story, right? So they say that, you must remember, Ahmad bin Hanbal, Quddama Sufyan, wa Quddama Abdul Razak. So you must remember that, so he used to be, how he used to be in front of Sufyan bin Uyayna and Abdul Razak. Abdul Razak is the one who wrote Musannaf Abdul Razak and so forth. So yeah, they write here, they say that when faqala Ahmad bin Hanbal wa jalasa bayna yaday, so waqala that amli alayya hadha thumma tadhakarna faqama aidan wa jalasa bayna faqultu ya Aba Abdullah ijlis makanak faqala la tashtagil bi innama uridu an akhudha al ilm ala wajhihi. See, you must remember that the ustad would tell him something, but he would say that I want to take the knowledge from you as it comes directly. I don't want to get focused here and there and all these type of things, you know. So it shows to be in himak, in knowledge and so forth and so on, all that. He would tell his teacher Abu Awana and all that. قَالَ لَا أَجْلِسْ إِلَّا بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ. I don't want to sit by anybody but by you. And أُمِرْنَا أَن نَتَوَادَعَ لِمَن نَتَعَلَّمْ مِنْهُ. We have been commanded to show humility in front of the people we acquire knowledge from. Imagine, now where are we today? We sat with the wrong kitab in front of the teacher. You know what's happening in our madrasas. Ustad is teaching Bukhari Sharif, student is sitting with Muslim Sharif and Tirmidhi Sharif. How many a time people are, students are playing with their cell phones and all this kind. Speaking about this taqwa, I told you last week, when Imam Shafi rahimahullah came there, you must remember for what? For that, you must remember for the da'wat. And then his children and them were elated, excited. Then Imam Shafi ate more than normal. He cleaned up all the pots, not only the plates, the pots also he cleaned up. And he never read tahajjud. Then the whole story came out. He said that, you, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, your father Muhammad passed away. One transaction he did, which you had shak in and doubt in, so you never touch your father's inheritance. Thousands it is. So what is that? 100% the taqwa and so forth and so on. So we should remember this. That's another reason. Each one of them went to jail. whether it's Imam Abu Hanifa, he passed away in jail, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad, and Imam Ahmad got the title Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah because of that incident. We'll come to that. Three things I must discuss when we come back, inshallah. So number one is what happened during the time when he was tortured and punished by the rulers, when Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Second thing, his interaction with the Shias and what he said about them. And then the demise of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. That three things we must discuss, inshallah, after we come back.
Respected listeners, we return to this program. Mufti Saab, our next question. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimullah, got tortured. Mufti Saab, can you please comment on this?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. That every imam and scholar, you take from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time and before, so also other prophets and that, and Anbiya, and then you see that Sahaba, Awliyaullah, Imams. So how Allah Ta'ala put them through tests. The greater the test is, the higher their rank becomes. Ashaddul balai alal anbiya thumma al-amthal fal-amthal. Hadith Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad. The greatest test comes on prophets and messengers, and then those people who follow in their footsteps and so forth. So you know it is the time of the Abbasides, right? So you have first Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you have Khulafa'i Rashidin, then you have the Umayyad dynasty. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam demise in the 11th year, then Khulafa'i Rashidin 30 years, then you have the Umayyad dynasty from 41. So they reign for about 90 years or so, plus minus. Then you have the Abbaside dynasty, and that is for 525 years. So during this time, yeah, there were 37 khulafa. You must remember that as well. Umayyads were 14 khulafa and rulers. So now, those people, yeah, that sometime they had this ruler, that ruler, all that. So now came the time of who? Mu'tasim. So Mu'tasim was a person who was very, very easily influenced by the Mu'tazilites. You see that? So he adopted that school. So the Mu'tazilites are deviant people. They wanted to understand everything logically, rationally, and so forth. So this is more of an academic discussion. Some people will understand it, some people won't even understand it. So the question came, you must remember, Al-Quran. Regarding the Quran Sharif itself. So is it makhluk or ghair makhluk? So Allah Ta'ala was, is, will always be. So the Quran Sharif is Kalamullah Ta'ala, and it was, it is, it always will be. But some people there, and he, that is Mu'tasim, the leader, the Khalifa, he said, no, it has a starting and the ending, so it's makhluk. You see that? So they called Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and told him, what is your verdict? And we're giving you a chance. You understood? So now they brought him there to this thing, you must remember, to Mu'tasim and all that. And the person, the Jallad, with the sword, with this thing, with the whoop and all that, was waiting, and all that, the Sayyat, they called him, Jallad, Sayyat, and all that, was there. And then, you must remember, they asked him, so he asked him, that you, Ahmad bin Hanbal, what you say? That do you say this? So he said, no, I say the Quran is ghayru makhluk. You understood? So then they called him, and then they told him they're going to give him hiding. You understand? Whoop him and lashed him. Now see, the first time they gave him a shot, duriba sawt and qala bismillah. Second time they whooped him, he said, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Third time they whooped him, he said, al-Qur'anu kalamullahi ghayru makhluk. Now this is jihad of the highest order. You're putting your life at risk. And lo and behold, that still you speak in the truth. That afdalul jihad, man qala kalimat haqqin inda sultanin jahir. And they whooped him in public also. The fourth time they whooped him, he said, قُلْ لَيْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. That, remember, that Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 51. Nothing will come to us except what Allah has decreed for us. He was whooped, and that time there, 19 lashes. You understood? Now see the karamat of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. When they whooped him, his sarawil, his izar, was about to fall. You see that? So somebody asked him afterwards, his student Maimun, Ya Aba Abdullah, that is his kunya, I saw you, that while they were whooping you, your tongue Mubarak started moving. And what did you say whilst they were hitting you? So and that he's, and then you looked up to the heavens and the sky. What did you say on that occasion, O Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says, فَأَيُّ شَيْءٍ تَأَيْقُلْتَ. What you said? قَالَ قُلْتُ. I said, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسَأَلُكَ بِاسْمِكَ الَّذِي مَلَأْتَ بِهِ الْأَرْشِ. Ya Allah, through your name that you have, you know, saturated the whole arsh and the throne. إِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمْ أَنِّي عَلَى الصَّوَابِ. If you know, and definitely you know who is on truth, then don't let my aura be exposed. كَرَامَةً لِهَذَا الْإِمَامِ الْجَلِيلِ. That Allah Jalla Wala let his izar come back to place to protect him and his privates and so forth. So imagine all this here, and this is written in so many places, you must remember that, in Siyaru A'lamin Nubala, and various other people have written it, Hilyatul Awliya and so forth. So all this here they have written, you must remember this type of things here. So that is what you should understand this thing here. Allama Dhahabi says that the story is not 100% authentic, but we heard it from many ulama and is mentioned from many ulama also. So anyway, this is how Allah gave him honor. You see, this is what the tyrants do. Today you can see what MBS is doing with the true scholars. They're all in jail. Imam of the Haram, we know him, Salih Ali Talib, 10 years for speaking the truth. Don't go to Sanama, don't go to haram places. So Allah alone knows what their condition is, but to speak the truth. Allah will elevate your rank, and those who flatter the governments and them, Allah puts hatred in the hearts of people against them. You see the Sudais and all of them today. So that is Allah's system, remember that. Now what happens? This is to see. So he dies, Mutasim, he's gone, finished history, hopeless, nobody takes his name. So his son came, Mutawakkil. So he was very lenient. So he realized his father, what he did was wrong. So he called Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. This is their style always, these rulers. He gave him 100,000 dirham, dinar, gold coins, silver coins, whatever it was. For Aba, he refused. Who refused? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. You see, this is the sign of true scholars. La yuba'u wa la yushtara. You can't buy them, you can't sell them. They're not scholars for dollars. They're not yu'minuna bil jayb, they're yu'minuna bil ghayb. They believe in that Allah will give us. So he said, no, I won't take it. But what he told them in Mona Zahid, O esteemed listeners, O listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, all this happened, you will see, bayni wa baynahu yawm al janaza. That between me and him, you understood, will be the day of my janaza. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Raymullah passes away there in Baghdad in the year 241. He lived for 77 years. 800,000 plus people in those days came for his janaza. 20,000 non-Muslim, Jews, Christian and others embraced Islam. Can you believe? Karamatan lihadal imam al-jalil ba'da wafatihi. You understood? Because of his steadfastness. Then the ummah gave him the title of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imamu Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The person who stood steadfast. They asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you could have used ruksa. He said, I know I could have used ruksa. But if I should have taken the other stance to save myself from this torture and so, then the message should go out to the others, and then dwallu wa adwallu, they should have led millions of people astray. See how Allah Ta'ala selected him. And then it goes on, other ulama have written in manaqib of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he was lashed 28 times, some say 35 times. So it means that he wasn't lashed one time, he was lashed on various days, but he remained steadfast and steadfast. But see the karamat of this Imam Mawlana Zahid. That the same Mu'tasim and them, and the same Jallad and them, after Salat is to make dua for them. Allahumma ghafir lahum. Allahumma ansurlahum. Allah Ta'ala forgive them. Say, but for what you making dua for them? They are the people who tortured you, persecuted you. He said, bi qarabatihi li Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see? So that, he said, all said and done. How will I face the master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I make dua against his family? So this is a big lesson that for me and you also,
We just take people light, you know, that we just make dua, curse people. How we can do that? Sometimes the people are speaking the truth, but because the truth is very bitter, so now we want to curse him. But the curse will come against you because the man is speaking the truth. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, Ya Allah, if I'm on the truth, keep my izzat intact. Meri, in Urdu they say, Meri izzat ki laaj rakh, you know. So beautiful Urdu that is. So protect my honor and so forth. So, and yeah, the family of Nabi alayhi salam. So therefore, if you look at them, you must remember, many a time you will find that people, they forgo their rights because the opposite, they were right, but they forgo it for the love of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. Because the opposite party was belonging to the Sadat, was belonging to the family of Nabi alayhi salam. So that is, these are all lessons me and you must learn. Another aspect I want to discuss is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's interaction with the Shias and so forth and so on. So remember that is what Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal used to say. If you ask Imam Abu Hanifa what he used to say about the Shias, because he lived in Iraq and so forth, where the Shias were and so. So he said the Aqidah of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah is this. Imam Abu Hanifa said, what? That antufaddila shaykhain. You must give virtue to shaykhain. They're the best. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar. In this ummah. Wa antuhibba al-khatanain. And then you must give, you understand, love both the son-in-laws. Sayyidina Abu Usman and Sayyidina Ali. And Sayyidina Usman is not son-in-law once, he's son-in-law twice. Married to Sayyidina Ruqayya first and then Sayyidina Umm Kulsum radiallahu anha. And thereafter, you must remember, he said, وَتَرَى الْمَسَعَ عَلَى الْخُفَيْنِ. You must say, the masa al-khufayn is permissible. If you study all three, the Shias rejected. They say, Abu Bakr, Umar, Kafir, Allah forbid. Khomeini says that I don't believe in that Allah. Go open Kashful Asrar in that. Who, you must remember that he appointed Abu Bakr, Umar as Khalifa. So that is going to Jahannam, and he is Jahannami. And they only say they love Ali, they hate Usman. And Masal al-Khufayn they reject. They make Masal al-Qadamain. I saw myself in Iran. Wherever I went, I used to go and see. They just make Masal. They see the foot like this, they just make like this, finish. Masal al-Qadamain. Not on the sock or anything. Masal just like that. So they reject it. So that Imam Malik rahimahullah used to say, the ayat liyaghiza bihimul kuffar. Where Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Sahaba and the Kuffar, they get enraged and infuriated. He said this is applied to the Shia also. The Kuffar, therefore, they hate it when we pray Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, and them radiallahu anhu. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, what he used to say, he used to go read his Diwanu Shafi. He read poetry. Law kana rifza hubba hubbu Ali Muhammadi. لو كان الرفض حب آل محمد if hypothetically for argument's sake that Shia Azam Rawafiz was truly the love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family فَلْيَشْهَدِ الثَّقَلَانِ let human being and jinns the heavens and the earth and everybody bear testimony أَنِّي رَافِذِي I'm a Rafizi. It means I'll never be a Rafizi and a Shia because these people are the enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba and so. Who martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein? You know all the details we gave you. You see that? So that is Imam who? Imam Shafi. Now let's come to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and see what he says and so forth. I give you one statement. It's from here, the same book. So there they asked him, you understand, Sa'altu Ahmad ibn Hanbal, ma taqulu fi tafdeel? What you say if other people are given preference over Sayyidina Abu Bakr and them? Now he said, Imam Ahmad, man faddala aliyan ala Abi Bakrin, whosoever gave Sayyidina Ali virtue over Sayyidina Abu Bakr and you said he's greater than him, faqad tu'ana ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You criticize Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam appointed him for salat and so forth. وَمَنْ قَدَّمَ عَلِيًّا عَلَىٰ عُمَرٍ then whosoever gave preference to Sayyidina Ali over Sayyidina Umar فقد وانا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى ابي بكر because Sayyidina Abu Bakr appointed him as the you understand waliul ahd what they call crown prince now and so forth. So waman qaddama aliyan ala usman, what a beautiful answer. He said, whoever gave Ali preference over Sayyidina Usman, meaning he's more entitled to be the Khalifa. فَقَدْ تُعَنَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَأَبِي بَكْرٍ وَأُمَرٍ وَأَلَى الْمُهَاجِرِينَ. You see that? And he criticized all. And وَلَا أَحْسِبُ يَسْلُحُ لَهُ أَمَلٍ. I don't think any of his actions will be accepted and so forth. Imagine this, that is what he said. Then they asked him for Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, you understand? That what you say, you must remember of these people, you understood. So, the siya. Inna al-khilafata lam tuzayyan aliyan, bal aliyun zayyanaha. You understand? So, you must remember, people said like this, that khilafat did not beautify Sayyidina Ali. But you must remember, Ali beautified the khilafat and all that. So, that's there. So when this Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, them they said like, so فَقَالَ لِي قَدْ أَخْرَجْتُ نِصْفَ مَا كَانَ فِي قَلْبِي عَلَىٰ أَحْمَدْ بِنْ حَنْبَلْ مِنَ الْبُغْزِ. So remember that there are great, great virtues of Sayyidina Ali, but it don't mean that they are greater than the three khalifas and so forth and all that. So you must remember this type of things. See, I just want to give you this one sentence of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, what he said about the Shias and so forth. So, قُلْتُ لِأَبِي. Abdullah says, Abdullah is the son of Ahmad bin Hanbal. Manir Rafidi, who's a Rafidi? قَالَ أَلَّذِي يَشْتِمُ وَيَسُبُّ أَبَا بَكْرٍ وَأُمَرٍ. Right? This is in Tabaqatul Hanabila also. People who curse and swear, say now Bakr, say now Umar, they are Rafidi. And so forth. قَالْتَ وَسَأَلْتُ أَبِي أَنْ رَجُلٍ شَتَّمَ رَجُلًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. What is your verdict, O beloved father, for those people who curse and swear, any one of Sahaba, a rajulan min ashabi Rasulullah, sallallahu qal, ma arahu alal Islam. I don't consider them to be Muslim. So this is what we must know. You understood? And then I wrote something here, you understand, beautiful for all of us. And that is what Imam Shafi used to give advice to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and his students. We all are students. Till we die, we are students. You must remember that. So every day say, I want to learn something new and new and so forth and so on. You understood? So he says that Al-Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, used to say, what he said, oh, this Imam Shafi, أَشَدُّ الْأَعْمَالِ ثَلَاثًا. The most difficult of actions are three. You understood? Imam Shafi said. So you must remember what? Al-judu min killa. You don't possess much wealth, but yet you're giving some charity. So you must remember what? That you don't possess so much, but yet you are giving out charity. You see that? So that is the first one Imam Shafi said. Now me and you be honest about it. Allah gave us so much, then also we still find it difficult to spend. You understand? If you compare us with the other people in the world, is we are like waja'alakum muluka. We live like kings. You understand? And so forth. So waja'alakum muluka. So yeah, you must remember Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said this. So that's the first one. Al-judu min qillatin wal-wara'u fi khalwatin. When you're alone, nobody is seeing, only Allah. Then you practice on wara', on taqwa. No internet, no films, no movies, no chat line, no speaking to this haram lady, haram person. And so to have the true taqwa when you in solitude, you see. And وَكَلِمَةُ الْحَقِّ إِنَّ مَنْ يُرْجَى وَيُخَافُ. And you have to speak the truth. When you are in front of those people, you got hope. Maybe he'll do some good, but he has the power to fear, to cause you a lot of harm also. And yet you speak the truth in front of him. So what words of wisdom he gave, you see? Al-Imam al-Shafi, we have to make dua for all those fuqaha, muhaddisin, they're all our muhsineen, and because of them, Allah protected, preserves Islam. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners. Next, inshallah, we go for the news with Haji Suleiman Esop. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.